Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon. It's time to, well, get on the winning post, and we're joined by Trevor Taylor from the Muswellbrook Race Club. Trevor, how you doing, mate? It's been a while since we had the opportunity to catch up.
Oh, very well, Andrew. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, we've been very busy. Lots of planning going on. As you know, we've got our big cup day on the 1st of April, so we've been head down and already starting working on all the planning around that.
All right, we will have a chat about that before I let you go today. But first up, as always, love to get some tips from you. And you like one of the runners in race 3 at Randwick, which is going to jump not too far away from now, 1:35. Who's your tip?
Well, in Randwick race 3, I like a horse by the name of Coolangatta. It's got the jockey James McDonald on, and it's trained by Mare and Eustace. It's an unbeaten filly. She's really a great sprinter. She's won over 1,000, and she's had two wins over 1,200. She's a two-year-old filly, got a huge amount of potential. She's back at 1,200 in the Furphy Sweet Embrace Stakes, and I think that's going to be a good bet. I don't think many horses will get past Coolangatta.
It certainly doesn't hurt to have the Melbourne Cup winning jockey James McDonald on her back as well, does it?
No doubt about it. You know, he really is one of the top professional jockeys in Australia.
Sometimes it's also good just to be following a jockey, isn't it? Just to keep an eye on, because a lot of the time, if they're in form, they get some of the better horses too, don't they?
They do, and they've also got agents, and the agents are looking, you know, for the best rides for them. So a lot of the top jockeys will get, you know, some very good rides.
All right. One of the big races is at 4 o'clock this afternoon, the TAB Chipping Norton Stakes at Randwick. Who's your tip?
Well, I like the 5-year-old mare, number 9, Colette, carrying 57 kgs, likes the soft going. It won on the 16th of October over 1,400 metres in soft going. And then recently on the 12th of February, it finished second over out of 13 runners in Randwick over 1,400 metres. This is a mile, and I would think because the going's a little bit soft, got a great inside draw 3. Also, it's got jockey Tim Clark on board, trained by James Cumming, and I would think Colette's got a very good chance of actually winning this race.
Well, it's a race with some fantastic horse flesh in there. Of course, there is the Melbourne Cup winner with that man again, James McDonald, in the alley right next to her. Very elegant, so that should be a ding-dong battle.
Yeah, and, you know, I think Colette loves 1600, and I would say possibly, you know, this horse basically is suited to a mile, so it'll be interesting to see what competition, you know, the other horses can give it.
All right, keep an eye on number 9, that's Colette in the Chipping Norton this afternoon. And your final tip, we're going to head on down to Victoria at Caulfield for race number 8. That's going to be jumping at 5:05 this afternoon. Who do you like for that one, mate?
Well, this is one of the top sprinters in Australia, and I would say any listener out there should really be following this filly. This mare's won 6 wins in a row over 1,200 and 1,100 metres, and she's an unbelievable sprinter. It's the Neds Oakley plate. It's over 1,100, and, you know, for any mare to have 6 wins in a row, I think it's an unbelievable sprinter. So that's Marabi, and I think Marabi will take a load of beating, to be honest, over 1,100 metres again. You've got jockey Ben Allen in the saddle. Again, a great trainer, Mai and David Eustace. So I think they've got a very good chance.
A top sprinter coming out of the number 2 gate. That's a good combination.
Oh, Marabi is really, I've been watching her races, and she just doesn't stop. She is really, she's one of those type of mares that's just got a huge heart and just doesn't like anything going past her.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on Marabi in the Neds Oakley plate at Caulfield this afternoon. Now, I wanted to ask you, how are things coming along for the Muswellbrook Gold Cup? It's going to be on the 1st of April this year.
That's right. We're going to open our gates early at 11 o'clock. We've got 8 races on that day. We're currently working on the planning and putting all the packages together. So this year, just to let your listeners know, we've called it the Royal Muswellbrook Gold Cup, and the reason being is we've got 50 gold sponsors, and they're all going to a lucky draw, and the Royal Hotel in Muswellbrook actually was one of the lucky winners who got the naming rights to the cup, so we're going to call it the Royal Muswellbrook Gold Cup. At this early stage, our event staff and our chefs and that are working on some great packages and meals for our race goers, So we haven't yet opened up the bookings. We've got our, you know, our next race is on the 11th of March. So as soon as we get over the 11th of March, we're going to start looking at launching this, basically, the entries online and also start selling tickets for our Muswellbrook Gold Cup. So we will notify all our listeners, and we'll basically also be running a number of adverts promoting this race.
And, of course, it is the half-day public holiday, so there's every reason to go out and enjoy yourself at one of the most beautiful country racecourses in Australia.
Oh, we're going to go out our way. You know, we've got the large Bengala Fashion on the Fields event. We're going to have a massive marquee. So, you know, all the ladies and men out there start looking for great dresses, hats, outstanding suits, and we're looking for a really great day of great fashion, great food, and great entertainment with great horse racing.
And, mate, just to quickly touch on it, you mentioned it a moment ago, was the event at the Muswellbrook RSL where all the gold sponsors, if you will, were drawn. That was a wonderful night. So many wonderful businesses around the Upper Hunter being a part of it. And I got to throw it out there that if you're a local business and you want to be involved with one of the great sporting ventures here in the Upper Hunter, you need to chase up Trevor and have a word to him at the Muswellbrook Race Club, because that was a fantastic event. Thank you very much for allowing us to be a part of it.
No, I appreciate it, Andrew. And, you know, it's the community and all the local businesses that support our business, and we really appreciate the community. We appreciate all the support we get from the Hunter Valley, and everybody out there is so important to, you know, the success of our race day. And we really appreciate it. Also, being a public holiday, it's really a great incentive, and we're very appreciative of, you know, the Shire Council and all their support they've given us around this race day.
Trevor Taylor, thank you very much for joining us on the Winning Post here on the Sideline View this afternoon. We really appreciate your time. Thanks, mate.
Andrew, all the best, and let's hopefully all those three horses get across the winning post.